Hello there, Gone Wild Audio. Caitlin McCunt here. I am doing the questionnaire of firsts. Oh, goodness. So, my first time learning about sex. I know there, like, I was really young and walked in on my parents and like they were doing something, at the time I didn't really know what, but they were definitely very quick to get me out of the room. So I think that was kind of like my first glimpse of sex. My first time seeing genitalia of the opposite sex in a sexual or non-sexual way. My brother, he obviously had friends over. And I guess one of his friends left some porno mag type thing in our bathroom, excuse me. So, like, I was going to the bathroom, and I was, because we had this thing of, like, magazines and whatnot, so I picked this one up because I'd never seen it before. And I started looking at it, and I was like, is this, like, a clothing magazine or what? Because, like, it was just men and women wearing different outfits, and but, the women, they had their tits out, and the guys, they had their dicks out, and I was like, I've never seen this before. That's quite interesting. And so then I was in there for quite a while, so my mom got curious of why the fuck I was in there for so long. So she came in, saw it, and I guess she, got really mad at my brother and his friend, but I don't really know what happened with that. So, my first time feeling super horny. This is gonna be really embarrassing, but I'm doing it for you guys, so you guys should feel very, honored, I guess. I don't, like, the first, like, okay, I'm gonna kind of lump this with first time fapping. I like this stuffed duck, and by accident, somehow, I figured out that if I rub myself on this stuffed animal that I had, it felt pretty fucking good. So, that was kind of, it was really, I have no idea what happened to that duck. Oh gosh. Oh boy. Okay, so anyway, first time seeing pornography images and/or video. I know, like, late at night, like the HBO, Cinemax type stuff. I know at one point I had a friend over and we were skimming through, like, movies and stuff, and there was this something about a saxophone. That was the title of it. And we're like, what the hell? So we watched it, and I don't even think there was a saxophone in the movie. But it was like this guy, Chuck Norris looking guy, and it was interesting. Oh, the first time you consciously try to dress sexy or look hot. I know. Gosh, I was a slut whenever I was younger, so all of these times just kind of blend together. But I know, like, there's this teacher in middle school that, oh my gosh, he had the ass of a god. Oh, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked here. And so every day to his class, no matter what I wore, I try to make sure, like, I was able to scooch down my top to make sure my tits popped out and suck on pencils or whatever. Oh, he was so hot. I would still have sex with you. I would totally fuck you. Okay, anyway, sorry. I'm getting all hot and bothered over here. First time you found a new kink or totally satisfied an existing one. Whenever I was 16, like I said, I was a whore, and I was on a cam site. But someone sent me a message, and I don't know why I responded to them. I don't know what it was about them that, and you know, that I was attracted to, but started talking to them, and they introduced me to Color Me, which is now Color Space, but, and I totally into it, like the first time I saw, and he would send me videos and everything, and I was just all about it. So, oh my gosh, it was awesome. I'm still one kinky bitch. Oh gosh. Yeah, so I'm definitely into the BDSM type stuff. First time you saw or felt sexual limits. Sorry. For some reason I thought. Okay, yeah. I think that's worded kind of. First time you saw or felt or sexual limits. I think that's worded a little bit weird. No offense there. Jack off to audio 555. This might get a little too kinky, people. I don't know. I'm sorry. But you asked, so I'm answering, so it's your fault. with the guy that I met online that introduced me to kinky stuff, he wanted me to do butt stuff, which I'm totally fine. I love getting fucked in the ass. But one thing he was into was like scat play type stuff, and he wanted me to participate in those type of activities, which I'm not into. So I would like pretend to do stuff. I don't know. I'm not gonna go into that. But yeah, first time posting on Gone Wild Audio. So I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. This is actually like my third name here. Sorry. My last name, I had to delete my account, just my Gone Wild account in general, because someone tried to expose me. Well, they did expose me. Posted pictures and I don't know what else on social media sites, so I deleted every single thing that I had posted, commented, everything, and deleted it because it freaked me out. I had people hit me up for sex, and I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but you know, hey, I saw your tits on Reddit, hey, let's fuck. Especially since we went to high school together, let's slow that down a little bit. But, yeah, the first thing that I did post on Gone Wild Audio was the, you know, verification thing. And I've posted some interesting things for some people that wanted them, and I'm always willing to do so. The first time Gone Wild Audio made you super horny. Oh, gosh, that's like every single time I come on here. I'm not gonna lie, no offense to everybody, I haven't had a ton of time to, like, listen to everybody, but I probably have two favorite posters. Well, one of them more, like, does, like, offers scripts, and his are always very yummy, and the other one, I've contacted you and been like, oh my gosh, your stuff is so delicious, and, oh goodness. First time submitting or domming. I do identify as a switch, but my first BDSM type relationship, I was the submissive. I was actually in a poly triad, and it was really interesting. You know, I definitely don't mind taking orders and doing the submissive type stuff, but it also is fun, you know, doing the dominating. Okay, so I guess we're at the end of the first time questionnaire, but if you guys still have any other questions, you're more than welcome to send me a message or whatever. I hope you have a fun rest of your night.